A little bit of Tom Petty to get us in the mood for this weekend's festivities. There's an awesome show happening Saturday night. It's called Breakdown, and it's a celebration of the music of Tom Petty, happening locally, put on by local folks. And some of those folks are here in the studio. I want to welcome two returning guests. We have Trey Stone. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Glad to have you back. It's been a little while.
It has been.
And we've got returning... Gosh, I it's weird to categorize you in the guest category.
Yes.
Returning guest slash, I believe I called you co-producer emerita.
Don't I still have clothes here?
Probably.
Something?
Yeah.
Up in the attic?
Yeah, you know.
You move my stuff out.
There's a couch somewhere or something.
So cool to be here.
It's Glad Girl Shelley. Welcome back.
Thanks.
So this show is a celebration of the music of Tom Petty. I'm going to ask the duh question, because if you asked me this question, I would just give you a look. But why Tom Petty?
Well, October 2nd is the first anniversary of his passing. And I remember Trey's reaction when Tom passed, you know, on social media. Mm. I think I remember you saying, "Don't die, Tom."
Yes. Don't go, Tom.
Don't go.
Because there were reports that he had fallen ill and
yeah.
was on his deathbed. I was like, "Tom, come on."
It's don't like a 4-hour period of people like, what? Did it
yeah.
happen or not?
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like a lot of people, took notice of our local musicians and how there was such a huge impact on some of my favorite local musicians, on Tom Petty. And so... Petty things kept popping up, and it just seemed like the right time to do this.
Right, and even beyond that, you know, Tom Petty, I believe his first album came out in 1977, and within a short amount of time, he was just considered a classic rock and roll artist, to the point where, you know, finally in the 80s, he was in a band with George Harrison and Roy Orbison, et cetera, you know, and that, for a guy who was 10 years younger than all those guys, it must have been an amazing experience mm-hmm. for a guy like Tom Petty. But it just goes to show what an incredible artist he was. You know, I can think of a ton of times when I've heard, you know, here's the new Tom Petty song, and they would play it on the radio, and I was like, well, it's like I've been listening to this song my whole life. It's an instant classic. It's just another instant classic. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it could have been made 40 years ago. Sounds like it could have been made
timeless today. Yeah.
Timeless. And this is just sort of something that I really like about Tom Petty. I love Tom Petty and I love Bob Dylan, and they're both great artists. And Bob Dylan is incredible at expressing himself. He's got a great amount of words and very brilliant, absolutely. What I love about Tom Petty is that he has created his own world in so few words. He's an incredibly efficient musician.
And quite the collaborator, too. You know, you mentioned
Absolutely.
Traveling Wilburys. He did a lot of work with Stevie Nicks.
Yes.
We see him, you know, often on stage in kind of these mega groups playing, you mm-hmm. know, with all of these other performers.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really cool that you have all of these local musicians collaborating together to recreate some of his music.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dayton's got an incredible, you know, I remember, was it Josh Eagle one time called Dayton the beating rock and roll heart of Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And Dayton's
yeah.
a great rock and roll town. And Tom Petty's just one of those guys who was rock and roll through and through. And that was just what he was built for. And we've got guests here. I mean, speaking of built for rock and roll, like, you know, Todd Widener is going to be in the show. And, you know, anybody who's into local music around Dayton is familiar with Todd and knows what a incredible artist he is. And the list goes on. We've got, you know, Tim Pritchard, who's also incredible. Sharon Lane, who is doing a beautiful version of Southern accents with Patrick Himes on guitar. And just the list goes on. We've got, you know, the creme de la creme of Dayton rock and roll that's going to be there that night.
And we're going to have lots of guests, as well as a core band,
yes.
of which you're a part, Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about who's going to be joining you in this kind of super group of awesome musicians.
Right. Well, we're calling ourselves the Petty Thieves, and it is myself, and Patrick Himes is taking the part of Mike Campbell, the lead guitar player, and we've got Ben Cooper on bass. And Steve Phelps on drums, the great Jimmy D. Rogers on keyboards, and we've got Shelley and Chris Blank and Sharon Lane singing backup vocals. And am I leaving anybody out right now?
I don't think so. You said Ben, right?
Yeah, Ben Huber. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Yellow Springs, neighbor.
Yeah.
Steve Phelps as well, right?
That's right.
Hey, Yellow Springs.
Hey, Yellow Springs.
Yellow Springs.
So tell me about the process of putting a show like this together. Shelley, you did the Ziggy Stardust show years ago a couple of times. We've seen other shows more recently come together, the Beatles rooftop show, as well as, of course, Last Waltz, which is happening every year. And they all kind of take a different approach to putting together a tribute to a beloved artist or moment in musical history. How did you guys decide to tackle Tom Petty's catalog?
Well, not long ago, there was a big sort of Petty Fest that happened in Cincinnati. And so many of our beloved musicians hightailed it down there and were very touched by it. And I thought, we have to do that here for these guys. And I thought, when would be a good time? You never want to think within the next 6 months because you're kidding yourself. And then I thought, maybe about the first anniversary. If we start talking now, I think it was in April, we'll be ready for October 2nd or that time. And I didn't want to do a big whole theatrical like rock opera like I did with Ziggy because I don't want to sew anymore and I'm sick of wigs not cooperating. But I thought, oh, this would just be a night of everybody's sort of favorite locals getting together and everybody in the room can sing these songs. We all know the material and feel upbeat about it. There's a little bit of theater in this one, but it's not to the extent of like Stop Making Sense or Ziggy or even The Last Waltz. We're not recreating an era or an album or a film or an event like when the Great Northern String Band did the Dayton lineup of the Grateful Dead show. So this is just us kind of pouring our hearts out and kind of paying homage to Tom. And I wish I had, before he passed, I wish I had appreciated him in the same way, because I just see it on, it's so obvious to me now how he influenced Trey and Tim and Todd and Rich. And I mean, I had no idea that this, you know, this guy meant so much to so many people.
I think that you hear Tom Petty on FM radio enough. I mean, you can hear Free Fallin' every day of your life if you want to. That people start to take him for granted.
Right.
You know, because he's been a very much a presence on FM radio ever since I was a teenager and before that. But, you know, in his case, you know, there's a real good reason why he's there. You know, and he was brilliant at making great songs that made, you know, great sounding radio. And then also he was great in concert, you know. One of the challenges about this show, as opposed to like the Ziggy Stardust show or the Talking Heads show or the Last Waltz, I think, is that we weren't trying to recreate a finite performance.
Right.
You know, we started off with a list of close to 40 songs that, you know, I just went through the albums. And I was like, yeah, we could do that one, that one, that one, that one, that one, that one. And so we had a list of all these songs, and everybody was like, "Well, we can't do this many songs." Like, "Yeah, we're gonna cut some. Don't worry." Well, yeah, but we got to cut some. Like, I know we're gonna cut. You know,
fatigue.
We're gonna cut
the audience will have fatigue.
It's gonna be a 24-hour concert.
Right? Yeah, but not really though, because you know, name a long Tom Petty song.
It's true. Yeah.
You know, there isn't
seriously
one.
He does not have a ballad or rock opera under his belt.
No, but that being said, you know, there'll be plenty of, you know, Patrick Himes gets to stretch out a little bit in this and have a lot of fun on the guitar. And it's going to be a really cool evening of rock and roll. And yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
We're going to cover the Heartbreakers up through the Wilburys.
Nice.
And also, another reason that the timing on this is so good is that Friday, there's a box set being dropped of unreleased Petty songs that people have not heard. And so the 28th on Friday, the day before our show, that's being dropped. And Omega is graciously, and they are one of our sponsors, graciously going to hold a drawing for that box set 7 o'clock Friday night at Omega, while Trey does a live Petty teaser set.
Nice.
If you come to Omega, you can get a chance to win passes to the show, and you get a chance to win that box set as well.
Very cool.
And hear a little bit of Trey's teaser for the big show, and it's going to be fun. And you can get out of there early enough to go over to Yellow Cab and see Harold.
It's perfect. Right on. We just planned your whole weekend for
you.
Yes,
mm-hmm. It's right there.
Yeah. What do we got going Sunday?
I don't know. You can stay at the Crown Plaza, you know,
sure.
Friday night. You could go to the concert Friday night to the Crown Plaza and then back to the
there
Yellow
you go.
Cab for Saturday night.
Probably something at the Levitt on Sunday, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So could I just say a shout out to the sponsors that helped us? Okay, so these folks came on board to help us kind of pre-buy their tickets and give us a little extra money so that we could make a nice set aside money to pay for quality things that we wanted to put into the show. So we're naming the stage after the Black Box Improv Theater. So it's the Black Box Improv Theater stage at Yellow Cab. Omega is a sponsor. Terrapin Beer Company, who's super cool people from Athens, Georgia. And they're going to be doing a lot with the Great Northern String Band here coming up. But they've been really excited about this show because Tom, the culture of Tom and that, you know, the South and everything, it's a big deal to them. And On the Go Prince, Eric Leidick is my hero. He's bailed me out so many times when I tried to print things on my own. And and Chad Wells was our graphics designer for the posters and stuff that you're seeing online.
And by the way, if you've been stealing our posters, put them back.
Yeah, we have this great problem. People have been stealing these wonderful posters. And that's a compliment, I suppose. The guy at Blind Bob said, I moved one of your posters up here by the front door because people kept taking them. And he said in the course of the evening during Music Fest, people were taking pictures of the poster. So,
one person was heard to be saying that, hey, Tom Petty's coming to town.
There's a few of them.
Guys.
A few of them.
First, there'd be more than a poster in the window of the bar.
Exactly.
And second of all, he's dead.
Yeah. Tom has left the planet. But we're going to keep him here for another night on Saturday. Super, super cool.
One of the things I like to talk about is the first time I ever saw Tom Petty. And this is when I realized I really love Tom Petty. And I was a teenager when Full Moon Fever came out, and that's when I really became aware of him. But years later, I was working for a theater in Chicago, and I was playing piano down in Orlando on a gig for Coors Beer. And we were part of this whole lineup of Days Entertainment. And it was the Pussycat Dolls, and it was the OJs and stuff. It was really, you know, kind of like highfalutin, you know, showbiz type entertainment. And Coors had originally wanted to get Kid Rock to finish out this day of entertainment, but Kid Rock wasn't available. The management company said, well, what if we got you Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers? And they were like, well, sure, okay. So Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers were the surprise guest at the end of this evening in a hotel ballroom.
Oh.
Okay. I mean, a huge hotel ballroom, a big one, but nonetheless, it's down in Orlando, and there's a curtain at the end of the room, and there are maybe 200 people left in the ballroom at this time, a bunch of, you know, guys who'd been drinking beer all day, and then us, you know, and we're standing around. I was staying with my friend Butch, and the curtain went up, and there was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and they ripped into American Girl, and they did this whole, like, hour and a half or 2 hour long Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers concert. In the middle of the concert, I looked at Butch. And I said, you know what? I know every word to every song. And she was like, yeah, you know, I do too. And I think I really love Tom Petty. And I think I do too. And that was when just like it gelled for me. I'm like, wow, okay. That's when I realized the influence that this guy had had on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so interesting too, you know, Trey, you mentioned that, you know, Tom Petty was, you know, sort of this master of the pop song and this, that, and the other. You know, he was also the master of the music video as an emerging media. You know, I think about those old, like for Don't Come Around Here No More and that super sketchy Mary Jane's Last Dance video. And, you know,
I can't recall that one, but I remember You Got Lucky was a real good one too.
Yeah. Good to Be
King. Like the space cars, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Mad Max kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's great when they don't sell, they're not selling out. It's like, I'm just doing this thing. You like it? That's cool.
Yeah.
And, that was one of the cool things about Tom Petty, though, is that he was, a renegade rock and roller. And, you know, he was not a fancy guy. It's not fancy music. It's open chords on the guitar. And he has an incredibly broad palette that he works with. But then also, he was an incredibly driven guy. And, like, going into video is a perfect. You know, they moved to Los Angeles for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, they wanted to be an L.A. band, and that's where showbiz was, and they wanted to do it. And he was driven in that way. And it was such a cool blend of, like, homespun rock and roll and also the drive to, like, get it out there and make it as big as it can be.
All the while introducing people to other folks that influenced him, like Roy Orbison, Del Shannon. Yeah. All that, and even some Beatles and stuff. Mm-hmm. He was going into the future, but he was taking everybody with him. And the Wilburys thing was just the thing that was supposed to happen, you know. Mm-hmm. But I saw Tom Petty before MTV.
Nice.
1979. I was living in Atlanta, going to school. One of my roommates says, Hey, there's this great show tonight. You want to go see Wet Willie? I'm like, yes! Keep on smiling. Oh, I love that song. Let's go. We went. And the opener was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And that guy? I don't know. I don't think he's going to make it.
Amazing.
I don't know why they... Whatever. Bring on Wet Willie.
That's so funny.
But he must have weighed about, I don't know, 120 pounds at the time. And I was like, oh, that guy.
Little did you know that in 2018.
he got better looking with age, I think.
He did grow into he could have been a movie star if he wanted. Yeah. He could have. Yeah.
Well, he was on King of the Hill. He was a cartoon star.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So I would mention, too, that some of the proceeds from the show will go to the Main Street Recovery Center in Dayton, downtown Dayton. They are a walk-in, easy access, comprehensive mental health services for people of all ages, economic status, regardless of what your situation is, if it's substance abuse or anything, they are there to help you. So there's information on the event page on Facebook, and we'll have some literature there at the show too for folks who might want to pick up a piece of paper, might help save somebody's life, even if it's their own.
And we've got links up to information both on the Saturday show breakdown celebration of Tom Petty at the Yellow Cab, as well as the Friday night preview at Omega Music on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. You can go there and connect with both of these events. And Saturday night, advance tickets are sold out. Is that right?
Yes.
So come to the door and come
you can
early.
Still get in at the door.
Perfect.
Just be in line. The doors are at 7.
Excellent. And if you haven't gotten your advance tickets yet, get your phones ready, because we've got a pair for you, perhaps, if you're the correct caller number. So let you get your phones out and get ready for that. But in the meantime, Trey, I want to know, so how do you go about whittling down that list of 40 songs?
Oh, man.
An appropriate length rock show.
Right. That was a toughie. I mean, some of them are songs like, you know, one song that we debated whether to even do is Free Fallin', you know, because it's like, well, you know, it's an iconic song and everybody's going to want to sing along with it. But then it's done. You know, it's a done, you know, it gets done. You know, it's we've all heard it.
Yeah.
We decided to keep it, but you know, there were a lot of things like that where it's like, well, you know, what do you do? Some of them fell to the wayside because they were great songs, but they just didn't, you know, they're not as well known. Some of them, like Free Fallin', maybe it's too well known, although, like I said, it made it into the show. Some we played in rehearsal and we decided immediately, like, no, that's, you know, doesn't have the right energy, or, you know, we're not gonna do this one justice. You know, so it was a variety of reasons, but it was really very difficult. You know, I was hoping that even the losers would make the show, but it just didn't, you know, it didn't have the energy behind it. And it's like, fine. You know, we're doing a couple more modern day Tom Petty songs off of more recent records, one off of Highway Companion and one off of Mojo. And these are, you know, actually a couple off Highway Companion. And these are songs that people aren't as familiar with because they haven't been on the radio very much. But they're, again, like songs that you hear the first time, you're like, yep, classic rock right there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's Tom Petty, just like he was back in 1985, you know.
Yep.
You know.
And
it's painstaking. It's painful. Yeah. So to answer your question, it's difficult.
It would almost have been easier to say we're recreating this album, or this era only, you know. But it wouldn't have been a full-on just celebration. It would have been a reenactment or something at that point. And
yeah,
we want to do that.
Even though we're not trying to literally create, like, it's not a tribute, you know, it's not a, we're not trying to impersonate anybody or anything like that. It's still, we're trying to bring the spirit and the energy of a Tom Petty concert and really kind of reflect the broad, you know, spectrum of his work.
Nice. Yeah. For each of you, since you're both going to be on stage, is there one particular song that you're most excited about getting to perform, either because you know, grew up with it or have a special connection, or it's just, you know, the way that you're playing it with the group just excites you as you've been going through rehearsals?
Ooh, there's a few goosebump moments.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well,
Sharon Lane doing Southern Accent, that is her song. She'll tell you.
Oh, I believe it.
She just, even in rehearsal, it's like, oh, goosebumps, you know? And then she's also doing Honey Bee and this really sultry, bluesy thing, playing the piano on it. And I love it that Trey's out front with the guitar. You usually see him the keyboards with the ringers and all. And he's TP. He's going to be TP.
Nice.
Yeah. But I'm excited.
I think
every one of them.
Every single one of them. I mean, just for me personally, and like you said, I don't get to play guitar on stage that much. And for me, every new song just presents a new, incredibly fun thing to play on the guitar. And, you know, the first one that pops into my head is The Waiting, and it's just a fun, fun song to play. But then when Todd comes out and he sings American Girl, we just, you know, whanging away on the guitar, playing that song. It's just so magnificently fun. That, you know, each song just is a new piece of candy, you know?
Oh, I should mention another one of our sponsors, the Dayton Dental Collaborative.
Nice.
They, is a group of dentists who have a band.
Oh, I love this.
They're called the Rodneys.
Okay.
And they love Tom Petty.
That's awesome.
So they came on board as a sponsor as well.
Super
so.
Cool.
Yeah, the Rodneys will be playing somewhere at a venue near you. So put on your Crest white strips. Be ready for that show. I don't know how they... It'll be pretty good, though. But yeah, good
and
time.
See, that's like, to me, so illustrative of how, you know, a great seminal artist like Tom Petty, like David Bowie, like Bob Dylan... Mm-hmm. can bring people together in such amazing and unexpected ways.
Absolutely.
You know, they are like the glue, musical glue.
Well, you know, I can't honestly name, like, right, if I had to think right now, if you said name, who is the Americana, living Americana person right now? Would it be Springsteen? I guess it would. Paul Simon? Sure.
Yeah.
But there's some different edge about him. He was Dylan. He was this and that. But yeah, he was his own. And to lose him and Glenn Campbell in the same year.
Crushing.
And maybe we need to do a Glenn Campbell show, Trey.
Who's going to play guitar for that?
Pretty intimidating.
It's something about Tom Petty being from the Southeast, too. Just kind of, you know, Gainesville, Florida is down very close to the cradle of all the music that America is so revered for in terms of rock and roll and blues and country. And he's just of that place. as much as he is of L.A. I think the band is very L.A., but he's very, you know, Central Florida. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Breakdown. It's a celebration of the music of Tom Petty that's happening Saturday night at the Yellow Cab. All kinds of amazing local players are going to be on the stage sharing some of this great music with you. And there's going to be a preview show Friday night at Omega Music in the Oregon District. Trey Stone's going to be giving us a little teaser of what's to come.
And Ben
the
Cooper.
Next night. And Ben Cooper as well.
Ben Cooper.
Good.
Awesome.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
I didn't know Ben was doing that too. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And and you come down and have a chance to win some stuff too. And then we'll all go over and see Harold and have a fun time.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And speaking of winning stuff, if you haven't gotten your tickets to Saturday night's show yet, here is your opportunity. I hope you have your phones in hand. What number caller, guys? I'm going to do four.
One, two, three, bah!
All right.
Four it is.
Four it is. Fourth caller at 937-769-1998. That's 937-769-1998. Fourth caller wins a pair of tickets to Saturday night's show at the Yellow Cab. It's Breakdown, a celebration of Tom Petty. We've got all the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Trey, Shelley, such a pleasure. Thank you guys for being here.
Thank you, Juliet.
Thank you.